Hi, it's Jacob Miranda.
And I'm Claire Strother.
It's Monday, March 1st, and we're welcoming you to...
the first official episode of Hill Happenings!
Woohoo!
Exciting stuff. We've got several things to touch on this week, so let's get into it.
The first event we want to talk about has to do with SOAP. It's SGA's new proposal that would streamline their event programming under one large body, called St. Olaf Activities and Programming, which is where SOAP gets its acronym from. Senate is hosting a town hall event at 6 p.m. this Tuesday over Zoom for community members to come discuss this possible pretty major change.
Yeah, pretty major's right. SGA's current event programming structure is through different branches: the After Dark Committee, Music Entertainment Committee, and the Student Activities Committee, each with its own elected coordinator and other members. SOAP would effectively absorb these branches under its model that includes two hired co-coordinators, appointed chairs, and an admin team.
Opinions about SOAP are mixed. SGA's recent Instagram story poll asking students how they feel about the new programming model has the average response sort of right near the middle, just slightly toward the lower end of favorability.
Yeah, and we know that this new proposal has the support of some higher-ups like Brandon Cash and Dean Ross, and even some senators have expressed their own support. But there seems to be equally as much pushback from both current students and some more recent alumni.
The whole process is still in development, and that's why this Tuesday's town hall will be so important. I think the feedback students provide, if they bring some good arguments, could either completely derail the program or give it some much-needed popular support.
Again, the town hall starts at 6:30 this Tuesday over Zoom. The fourth installment of Uprising, an annual exhibition that narrates the experiences of Black people and celebrates Black history and culture through visual and performing arts, will open in the Flatten Art Gallery this Friday, March 5th. This year's exposition was curated by seniors Amanda Rose and Bridget Asamoah before. They describe Uprising as harnessing creative expression in order to bridge differences and address forms of discrimination that cause pain in our communities.
The college also has two guests coming to campus this week. One is Nancy Robinson, who will lecture virtually tonight, actually, from 7 to 8 p.m. Robinson is a Twin Cities-based surrealist painter specializing in iconographic self-portraits that are based on her daily life experiences. She'll share her artistic vision, depicting the drama, passion, and mystery of the human condition, with the community as part of the Arnold Flotten Memorial Artist Series. The second guest is Michael Sandel, who will give a virtual talk this Thursday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. called The Populist Revolt, Merit, and the Common Good, a real Institute for Freedom and Community-sounding title if I've ever heard one. He'll be here as part of IFC's Spring Series on Diversity, Freedom, and Community, America After Trump. Sandel is a Harvard philosopher whose newest book, The Tyranny of Merit, What's Become of the Common Good, was gifted to the first 100 students who registered for his lecture. I'm about halfway through my own copy.
Now, we'll close with a brief COVID update. As of Monday morning, four individuals are currently in isolation and three are in quarantine via the St. Olaf dashboard. Bryce County has a 14-day infection rate of 19.01 per 10,000 people, and nearly 16% of residents have received at least one vaccine dose. The college remains in yellow alert level as we begin our second week of hybrid course instruction.
This has been your first episode of Hill Happenings from Monday, March 1st, produced and edited with the help of Claire Bolt. Tune back in next Monday for another weekly preview, and if you get a chance, go spend some time outdoors this week. After today, the weather is supposed to be absolutely beautiful. Hopefully all the snow will be melted.